Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs Better Life Show. Hope you're having a great day. Today we have with us Mike Chimmett. He is the regional educator and trainer for Nature's Plus. We've had him on the show, I think, numerous times, and he is full of really good information. And I love talking with you, Mike. You have such a wonderful radio voice. So maybe I should take some lessons from you. You should be in radio. You've got such a wonderful, nice baritone voice. I could listen to you all day.
Thank you so much. It's always glad to be with you and you know, to be on the show and talking about information and just spreading the information about supplements and, you know, a healthy lifestyle. And you do a great job. I know your fans all appreciate you and the local folks there that listen to the show. And so, yeah, looking forward to talking with you today again. Thank you.
All right. Well, we've got, you know, a little less than half an hour, generally around 25 minutes, and we're going to talk about iron supplements today. And I personally, because of my toxic shock syndrome and everything that I have been through, have encountered anemia and how to deal with that and all of the side effects and all the different supplements. I think I know I have it figured out. Working with my doctor, I love my doctor. She's wonderful. She basically said, Mike, you know more than I do about the supplements. Whatever you're doing is working really well. You just keep doing what you're doing. You know more than, you know, most people around. And I'm like, well, thank you. So yeah, she's a sweetheart. And I do, I love a doctor that likes to learn. I update her on the latest stuff, you know, the new supplements, and that saves her a lot of time because then she can tell her patients, hey, you know, you want this iron supplement or you want to go with that. Now you're with Nature's Plus. We have sold and you're probably familiar with. Let's talk about the competition a little bit and then we'll get into the Flat Earth Conventional Medicine and, you know, what they do pharmaceutically and why, and then we'll get into all your wonderful products. But there's a Floridix brand iron, and it is basically based on botanicals. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. It's been widely used in Europe. We've sold it for years. It says non-constipating. I think that's one of the biggest problems with iron supplementation is people encounter the constipation. The other big thing with iron that you have to be careful with is definitely keep that away from children. In fact, sometimes on some of the iron and sometimes on multivitamins that are higher in iron, you will have the child protective safety cap. That's usually the only supplement nutraceutical in most health food stores that even have a child protective safety cap. And of course, Mike, as you know, the reason why is if you get too much iron, you can start to hemorrhage. So you don't want to take too much at one time. You definitely need it. A little bit every day is phenomenal. Now, some people have a disease called hemochromatosis and they retain iron. In fact, some of them have to give blood to help to reduce their iron. It's generally more common in women. I don't remember the exact number on it, but I know it's more prevalent in women. I encounter it quite a bit. And I think it has to do with their period, the menses, the cycle, and their bodies are kind of geared for losing blood. And they just have to be careful. You know, they don't want to get too much iron because you get way too much of anything, even water, and it can be bad for you. So, you know, again, with iron, it's generally very safe. You do have to be a little bit careful around children. You don't want them eating a whole package or bottle. And if that would be toxic, it's going to have a child protective safety cap on it. So,
absolutely. With children, Mike, as you mentioned, children, it's even more, you have to be a little bit more safe. Simply, it's a body weight issue, right? Because they're typically
smaller
body weight. The concentration in the bloodstream with the same or similar dosage would be so much more pronounced in a child, and that's really what the concern is. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, you know, with the multivitamins and the iron supplements, they're making them taste very good. In fact, we have gummies and things like that, so a child's going to be enticed to, you know, instead of taking one or two like they're supposed to, you know, they want six, seven, eight, or they want to eat that whole bottle or package because, you know, that's what they do with the candy. And, of course, you know, it's not like candy, but you want to make the supplementation pleasant for a child. And, you know, in doing so, it's a double-edged sword because it kind of entices them or gets them to, you know, maybe want to eat more than they should. So, again, it's up to the parent to make sure that they watch that. And, of course, the manufacturers, if there is a safety issue, they all have a child protective safety cap, which is the exception in our industry, Mike. You go into a pharmaceutical drugstore and everything has a poison cap on it because, by definition, it's poisonous. you go into a health food store and you're going to be hard to find anything. And usually it's on the poison or child protective safety cap is on the iron supplements or vitamins that are high in iron. So, all right. Well, all that being said, and we talked a little bit about the Floridex. That's Floridex. That's your, I guess, is that your competition or do you even consider it a competing brand? Because it's a liquid.
Right. So, of course, they are a competitor in the industry, but since they do specialize in the liquid and we're not doing a liquid today, you know, direct competitor on that, no. You know, it's a nice product for someone that is interested in that delivery method, right? So.
Exactly. And some people, I have, you know, and again, elderly customers, and some people have throat issues and so forth, and they just can't handle the pills. Although we'll talk about your chewable, so that's a way of getting around it. So let's talk about now, let's jump into the conventional medicine, what I call the flat earth medicine pharmaceuticals. And I got a big kick. They got a big kick out of me because they're wanting me to take the ferrous sulfate. And I'm like, I'm not going to take that. That's very hard to absorb. It's basically rust. And so I decided, you know what? I'm going to look up and see how this stuff is made. And the easy home way to make it is you take a steel wool or like an SOS pad, take steel wool and put sulfuric acid on it. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is extremely, extremely crude. And I'm like, why would they even use this? And not only that, there's one company, it's QC Corporation, Diamond Brand. They are the only domestic producer of all forms of ferrous sulfate in North America. And they make a very high quality. I have nothing against the company. They make a very high quality product. But you got to realize it's used a lot in industrial processes. They use it for all kinds of things, you know, different staining of concrete. And a lot of other things, anywhere you would need an iron to be added to for production or anything like that. Paint, it's used a lot of times in paint because it's so pure and it's a really good form. And the pharmaceutical flat earth medicine likes to have us eat it. And if you look up the MSDS on it, it's relatively toxic. And again, I'm thinking, okay, why would they even do that? There are so many, you know, why don't the doctors just say, hey, go to your health food store and get a really good farm, you know, nutraceutical grade of real bioavailable iron because they know what they're doing and they have the best products out there. Why do doctors prescribe ferrous sulfate? Mike, do you know the answer to that? I know. And it's not, yeah, you're laughing. Well, it's a thing of money. I think it's all about the money. Of course, the product is pure. It is a pure product. But just because it's pure, I mean, you know, you can have pure lead, and that's not good for you. And this is a really pure form. It is bound. It's what we call a salt. It's anion, cation, the base and the acid are reacted, the iron and the sulfuric acid, and it forms a salt, just like when you have sodium and hydrochloric acid, sodium and chloride, it turns into what we know as table salt, NaCl. So the chemistry behind it is very basic, and it is a salt, but it's very hard to absorb. And I want you were telling me about the difficulty with the absorption on this particular product. And right before you do that, I just have to say it's all about the money. This stuff is pure, but it is cheap. We're talking pennies for it. So, you know, you're maybe paying $20, $30, $40 for your ferrous sulfate pharmaceutical, and it costs 10 cents to make, 20 cents to make, and they're selling it for $20, $30, $40. So go figure. So yeah. I think that's a driving factor, unfortunately. It's not that it's the best for you. It's best for your health, that there's really love and care there. It's all about the money, I think, in this particular instance. And my doctor friends and the nurses and the pharmacists and everybody they work with, you know, I kind of laugh. I'm like, I do not want to buy your steel wool pad reacted with sulfuric acid. I don't want to, you know, I don't want your steel wool rust pharmaceutical for my anemia. I don't for my iron supplementation. I don't want that. There's so many better things, and we're going to get into that. But you were telling me the other day that there's a problem with even the absorption of it. It basically lines your gut. Tell me a little bit about that, Mike.
Yeah, based on the structure of it chemically, it sort of tends to stick to the lining of the stomach, of the intestines, and sort of binds there. And, of course, the body is trying to purge that and get rid of that at that point in time. Causes a lot of gastric distress, a lot of constipation, problems with stool consistency, stool color, stool movement. You know, when you take higher levels of iron, period, it's going to maybe darken the color of your stool. But it's very, very tough on the gastrointestinal tract. And basically, the industry, you know, the medical industry realizes that it is not very absorbable. And that's why the usual prescription amount for ferrous sulfate from a doctor is 325 milligrams.
Yes.
And when you look at the USDA, the RDA of 18 milligrams, you know, why in the world would you prescribe 325 milligrams? And it basically comes down to the fact that it is so inabsorbable, and they realize that based on studies.
It's rust. It's steel wool pads. Rusted steel wool pads. I've got, you know, gas and bloating, constipation, and black and tarry stool. I mean, you look at the side effects on that, and it's like, why would I even take that? I mean, it's tearing my gut up. It's rocks. It's, you know, it's steel. It's not something that, you know, of course, you know, it's ferrous sulfate. It's pure and all that. But I mean, you have to take a large quantity for your body to even absorb it. Your body has a difficult time. You have side effects with it. And definitely it's one of the big things. Sometimes it's almost a joke in a way, but, you know, people that have a lot of problems with diarrhea and everything, you know, you can up your iron or take an iron supplement and that'll usually fix it. But that's not the way to do it. There's other things going on, probiotics. There's a lot, you know, you want to really get to the root cause of the disease and basically help the consumer or help the doctor get a cure for their patient. You do not want to, you know, do a quick fix, which there's a lot of drugs that, you know, will constipate you. And I know one in particular, you know, Imodium is used quite frequently. And, you know, that does, it works. But, I mean, you got to weigh out all the side effects. So the ferrous sulfate, the flat earth, conventional medicine, pharmaceutical is very, very crude. It works, but you're going to have to deal with all the side effects and you're getting ripped off. I mean, it should cost you like a dollar. Maybe you can get it for $4.50, you know, on the plans or whatever. But I mean, it's just ridiculous, that whole situation. So,
and that's something I wanted to add in.
Yes, sir.
That ferrous sulfate last comment.
Sure,
it can be effective if you can tolerate all of those side effects and all of those issues. And I'm here to tell you that most people, once they get involved in doing that for a period of time and they start experiencing these side effects, oftentimes they do not continue that dosage for a long period of time, long enough for it to really reverse their current iron deficiency. So in many cases, I would say probably at least half, it's not going to be effective because it just really puts a person through misery in terms of symptoms. And I know there's people out there now listening that might have taken it before and they're shaking their heads yes, and they're, you know, rolling their eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've spoken to many of them coming into health food stores and saying, do you have any other options, you know, besides this? Because I've had
right.
it before. You know?
And that's what we're going to talk about. I, out of the thousands and thousands of people that I've met and talked about this, I know of only one person that says they've had no problems with it on the 325 of the ferrous sulfate, and it doesn't give them, that they know of, any issues. I think they had a little bit of diarrhea before, so that kind of helped with that. And it's helped with their anemia. So, I mean, there are exceptions to the rule, but that I only know of one person that was okay with it and had no problems. Everybody else, like you said, everybody else has complaints. Now, let's look at your products here. My favorite are your chewables, just because they're fun, they're easy, and they're not just, it's not just iron. And again, well, let's talk a little bit. It's ferrous fumarate is the iron that is in there. And the fumaric acid, the fumarate is actually much more bioavailable than the sulfate that we've been talking about. And just to give you the numbers here, there's ferrous fumarate is 33% absorbable. The sulfate is only 20%, and that's basically ferrous fumarate is one of the most absorbable elemental irons available. And then, of course, there's a lot of other forms, and we'll talk about it. There's the gluconates and you know, the chelates, which is when they, instead of you know, having it as salt, it's bound to amino acid. And then there's a new curry, which we'll talk about too. So I'm kind of throwing these out there. I like to say things two or three, four times because it makes it easier to remember. But the ferrous fumarate is much more absorbable. And most iron comes in three forms, which is the sulfate, the fumarate, and the gluconate. And then there's variations off of that. But as far as the you know, the side effects, you're not going to encounter as much constipation or diarrhea, and also nausea. This is another thing I want to point out. When I was growing up, my mom would give me a multivitamin. She was really big into the health, which was great. Back in the day, they were mainly synthetic. I mean, you had, instead of folate, you had folic acid. The iron was probably iron sulfate. Even your B12 was the cyanocobalamin rather than the methylcobalamin. They had the DL-alpha-tocopherol for your vitamin E. So you had all these synthetics. Mom would give me, you know, I'd have a good home breakfast, you know, eggs and bacon and toast and orange juice, the standard old-time breakfast. And eventually we got into some of the cereals and the muesli and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I'd eat breakfast and I'd want to take my vitamins, and then I'd want to throw up. And that was because those were synthetic vitamins chock full of really harsh minerals. And that is why you get nauseous a lot of times. If you think about it, if you're taking a junk vitamin, a lot of times you get nauseous with that. And that's because it's synthetic. It's chock full of rough, crude minerals. And so think about it. This is something to think about. If you're taking a multivitamin and you get nauseous from that, that's telling you it's junk. That's your body saying, hey, I don't want this. You know, I want to get rid of it as quick as I can. So those are some, and you can get a bad stomach ache. And a lot of times, you know, they'll say, we'll start with a low dose and work up. But the big side effects of iron supplementation is constipation or diarrhea, nausea, darkened stools, and stomach ache. And who wants to go there? So you've got this new chewable with the wonderful ferrous fumarate, which is more absorbable. But that, what is cool about this? Let's talk about this formulation. And that'll kind of cover some of your other formulas here too. But it, you know, of course, it's very important to have the vitamin C. It's very important to have your other B vitamins. And then you also in here have zinc, selenium, copper. Tell us about this chewable. Now, I've tried it. It tastes great. It doesn't even, any iron supplement's going to be a little irony. And this one, just, it's a berry flavor. I love it. It's really good. It goes down easy. It tastes great. It's easy to take. I actually feel a little bit better throughout the day when I do take it, and I don't have any problems with constipation at all. In fact, my bowels are wonderful now. You know, I've been doing a lot of the probiotics and the new bacteriophages, and I just take a bacteriophage about one every other day, and I've got the best bowels, the best stools I've ever had. We won't talk too much about it, but
and we find we talk a lot about this in our industry.
Yeah,
right?
Well, so, you know. Hey, that's a good indicator of what's going on. Healthy stools means, you know, that's the first thing you look at. Because if you've got dysfunction, disease, chronic, whatever, and your stools are all messed up, that's telling you something's not right there. You're not absorbing what you need. So tell us about the brand here is Hemaplex Chewables, and you know that's because of the hemoglobin and the binding of the iron and the oxygen and getting all that oxygen to your body. So tell us, you know, why are there all these other synergists in there? How does it work? And here, I've been doing a lot of talking, Mike, so here you go. There you go. Tell us about it.
Okay, so you've got the Hemaplex line, and the chewable is your favorite. That is actually our newest. And
it's great.
The basic line consists of the same formula throughout, right? It's just a different delivery method primarily. And so what we've done, Hemaplex is not just an iron supplement, and that's where the name comes from, Hemaplex. It's a complex so that the body, so that the person can form a complete hemoglobin molecule, which of course is a red blood cell, iron being the center of that, oxygenating the body.
Okay, let me interrupt real quick. Just so everybody knows, heme iron is derived from hemoglobin. And that's the protein in the red blood cells that deliver oxygen to the cells. And, of course, heme iron would be coming from red meat, poultry, eggs, fish. They are rich in hemoglobin. And if you like liver, that's a 3.4-ounce serving of chicken liver contains 12.8 milligrams of iron. That's 70% of your daily value. Oysters, clams, sardines, and other iron-containing you know, foods are absolutely powerhouses. Now, when we talk about non-heme iron, that's found in plant-based foods. And again, you know, spinach is good, but because of the oxalic acid in it, it kind of interferes with the absorption. That's why when you see spinach, when you're trying to get the calcium and the iron out of that, it will actually, they'll do a fermentation, or sometimes actually cook spinach, gets rid of the oxalic acid or reduces it significantly. And spinach is very high in that. I know we talked about that the other day, but a half cup serving of leafy green vegetables contain about 3.2 milligrams of iron, which is 20%. Also, the non-heme iron sources are best absorbed when consumed at the same time as foods high in vitamin C. So they're always saying that, you know, if you're going to have any type of fruit or vegetable, to also take that vitamin C. And I notice that's in your formulation. So go get started again, Mike. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I thought that was very important because people need to know the difference between what we call heme iron and non-heme iron.
Oh, absolutely. So because it is a complex, right, not just an iron supplement,
right,
what we've done is we've given a person all the different nutrients at the same time that are needed by the body so that the body can form this tissue mass, if you will, this red blood cell, this hemoglobin molecule. Because without it, without that vitamin C, without the other different antioxidants, without the other different, you know, flavonoids, the body would have a lesser ability to form them at that time. So again, this is just to optimize the formula, to give the body everything that it needs to be able to form that. And I did want to talk a little bit about some of the symptoms, right, of low iron, whether it be low energy,
sure,
shortness of breath, inability to exercise, anything cardiovascular-wise.
Fatigue.
You know, my wife, fatigue, you got it, absolutely goes along with the energy. If you walk a flight of stairs and you are exceptionally winded by the top of those stairs and you are a non-smoker,
and your heart's good, right?
Yeah.
It could be iron.
Things checked, right?
Actually, my mother-in-law told me the other day she gave blood, and they did a double iron component out of it, the double heme out of there, and she's felt really tired and out of breath and the whole bit. She's actually, it made her a little bit anemic, and I said, you need to come in and get some of these chewables and get your iron built back up. So, you know,
exactly.
Sometimes when you give blood, that's why people do give blood, is to reduce their iron, like I said earlier, with the hemochromatosis. So, yes, your formula also has beets in there, and beets are very, very good. Now, tell me a little bit about why that's in there.
Yeah, basically it has to do with, you know, beet is another good source of iron.
Right? Yes.
It has all those synergistic cofactors found in the beet to help with the absorption. It's just kind of always fascinating and amazing to me, and a beautiful thing, how nature, right, within the different creations of fruit and vegetables, have all the necessary elements so that our bodies, when we consume these things, can maximize that absorption, and it really enhances and helps the absorption and the utilization of these nutrients.
And
that's,
you know,
exactly why the beet is in there.
And you know why that is? Because it's another living organism. And the same mechanisms that we use are the same mechanisms that basically all living organisms use. It's all that foundation. And that's the thing about the paradigm or the scientific way of thinking with the nutraceutical and the holistic, the health food industry, what we call the, you know, alternatives or whatever. We are smart enough to know that you can't take a, you know, synthetic and not have the synergists and the balance in there that nature has created to fit into the mechanisms, the biological mechanisms that we have, that we have developed. It's just common. It's very, very common sense. And sometimes I will be talking to a conventional medical doctor and they do not get it. Most of them do. Most of them are very smart. They're really opening up to this, you know, holistic, whole food. You know, this particular thing works very well. You know, it has all the synergists. It's biologically available. It comes from a living organism. We're a living organism. It fits right into that paradigm or scientific way of thinking. Some of them don't get it, and it's very frustrating for me. I mean, you know, why cover up symptoms and drive a disease deeper using basically a poison? It just does not make sense to me, and that's why I call it flat earth medicine. So we've got, you mentioned the bioflavonoids, and those are, we've talked about those in the past on the show, but we've got things like green tea and red raspberry and bilberry. Hey, that's good for your eyes too. So you're getting a lot of positive benefits there. And the bioflavonoids are also good for allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting so much there. I mean, and it, You've got a proprietary, what we call a proanthocyanidin complex, and then you also have the bioflavonoid complex. Now, we've talked about the proanthocyanidins with the grapeseed extract and so forth. So that's also helping with circulation, or what's the reason for your company putting it in there?
Yeah, the proanthoplex and those bioflavonoids, basically, when you think about it, are very critical to any flesh and tissue development. And that's exactly what the body is attempting to do with that iron once absorbed.
Okay.
So all those flavonoids are very critical for that. In fact, now and I don't talk about it much, but the L-cysteine, free-form amino acid.
Just going to ask you about that. Yes, go ahead.
The L-cysteine has been found to increase by twofold the absorbance of non-heme iron.
Wow. Wow.
So, again,
that is phenomenal.
Designed to really maximize the absorption and the utilization of the iron in the body.
It's right? A protein building block, and hemoglobin is a protein. So that all makes sense. So you've got some phenomenal synergists in here. And I guess I just looked at the clock. I think we're starting to run out of time here. So we need to talk about these other products. You also have a soft gel and a tablet. And they are, and again, I think, are they a little bit longer lasting? What's one says sustained release on it, which would
Absolutely.
Be phenomenal, because you know Absolutely. You're slowly getting that, so you don't have to deal with a lot of issues there. So you have those in those two forms, and again, basically they have a amino acid chelate complex, which is very absorbable. Now we've got like 30 seconds left. You've got a brand new product out. It has a curry-based iron. And
yes, curry leaf and our Source of
yes.
Life Garden organic product line.
Phenomenal. I'm very excited about it. Now, your supplier is Origin I?
Orgenetics, and their brand that they patented out, the name, so to speak, trademark, is Origin I, yes.
Okay, so real quickly, I've got about 30 seconds left. Real quickly, what's going on here is plants uptake minerals out of the soil via bacteria, basically make that bioavailable to the plant. It gets into the plant, let's say spinach. We eat that spinach, and we want to get rid of the oxalic acid in it, but we'll eat a vegetable that's really high, or even an animal that's eaten the vegetables. And that iron is bound to other proteins. It's not, you know, steel wool reacted with sulfuric acid. We eat that, and boom, it gets into our body and does what it's supposed to do. And then you have the synergists. A lot of times somebody may be low in a certain mineral or a vitamin. It's all in there to make that iron get into the tissue and to work. Mike, thank you so much. You have some wonderful products, and we'll be talking with you again soon.
Thank you again. Have a great day.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Herbs.